aging, illness, death. These are things you don't like to think about. And because we don't think about them, we tend to push them out of the mind. When they actually come, we're unprepared. One of the Buddha's great gifts was teaching us the skills that we're going to need to face these things so we don't have to suffer. We suffer from these things, he said, because we cling. We're trying to feed on things that age, grow ill, die. And so we cling all the more, and that means we're going to suffer all the more as these things escape from our grasp. So we have to look for a happiness that doesn't depend on that kind of clinging. And we have to learn how to let go. The first part of letting go is to remind ourselves that we're not the only ones. Everybody goes through these things. So when they happen, it's not that we've been singled out for any special torment or any special suffering. It's a story in the canon where Kingo of Sanity is talking to the Buddha, and one of his palace officials comes to tell him that his favorite queen has died. He breaks down and cries. And the Buddha reminds him, have you ever known of anyone who was born who doesn't die? Anyone who's born who doesn't suffer from aging, illness, who doesn't experience separation? It happens to all of us. When you can think in that way, think of the larger picture. It helps to take some of the sting away. And then you can focus on how you're going to handle this well. Two things basically happen. Pain comes in and you feel pushed out by it. You try to push it away and it just doesn't want to budge. And so you go escaping other places. So the first thing you have to learn how to do is not get pushed out by the pain. Meditating is good practice for this. Sit here for a while, and there's going to be pain here, pain there, pain in your back, pain in your legs, dullness in the head sometimes. The first thing you've got to realize is that not everywhere in the body is pain. There's going to be some area of the body where things are at least okay. Focus your attention there. Now, there's a tendency to immediately go back to the pain because you're worried about it, you're concerned about it, you want to keep it under your control. But you have to realize pain is not under your control. So you want to establish yourself in a place where you have more, a greater sense of belonging, a greater sense of being okay, so you can gather your strength. So you feel less threatened by the pain. This is one of the reasons why we work with the breath, try to find a way of breathing through different parts of the body. If there's a pain in your head, try to breathe down through your hands and your feet. If there's a pain in your legs, focus more on the chest. If you can't find anywhere in the body that's comfortable, think of the energy surrounding the body outside. There's a sense of space, but there's also a kind of a force field around the body. Place your attention there. Stay with the space around your head, around your body. Make that your base camp. And then you can make forays into the body when the base camp is solid. because as the Buddha said, if you want to get past pain, you have to comprehend it. First, you want to see, well, what is this pain? And there's a physical sensation, but there's also a whole series of perceptions. And it's the perceptions that create a bridge between the physical pain and the sense of suffering in the mind. Sometimes we give the pain a shape. Say that it's located in the body right here. It's got that shape. It extends up the leg, say, from the knee and down to the shin. It's got its territory. Well, that's a perception. You want to question that. How accurate is that perception? Does the pain really have a shape? And is it really there in the body? Because body sensations are one thing. Pain sensations are something else. Body sensations are things like energy of the breath, the coolness of water, the heat of fire, the solidity of earth. The pain is none of those things. There may be a little bit of heat to go along with the pain, but the heat itself is not the pain. Pain is something else. So can you separate out these different types of sensations? Or you can ask yourself, where is the pain the worst? What's the worst spot of the pain? And you'll track it down and then realize, okay, it seems to be in one spot and then it moves someplace else. As soon as you've tracked down the second spot, it's moved someplace else. You begin to realize it's not as solid and as intimidating as you first thought it was. What you're doing is to put yourself out of the line of fire, and you take a more active and proactive approach to it, so you're not the victim anymore. You're the investigator. If you find it hard to do an investigation like that, at least hold this perception in mind, that the pain is not actually coming at you. You're watching it going away, going away. Each time there's a moment of pain, it's going away. It's like sitting in the back of one of those old station wagons where the back seat faced to the back of the car. You're driving down the road, and the things you see are going past you. They're not hitting you. They're not coming at you. They're going past you and going away, going past you and going away. Think of the pain in that way. And if you can hold that perception in mind, it's a lot easier to take the pain. You realize you can stay here and not get pushed out. If you see yourself as being in the line of fire, it's going to be hard to stay here. You're going to try to run away. But if you realize that the sensations of the body can be there and they're not the same as the pain, your awareness can be there and it's not the same as the pain, then you can stay right here. You're not pushed away. The other thing you have to watch out for is when you're feeling pushed out by the pain, what the mind's going to latch onto. It can latch onto anger. It can latch onto greed. It can latch onto lust. It can latch onto all kinds of desires or worries. One of the worst things you can focus on as you're facing death is worry. Either worry about what's going to happen to other people or worry about what's going to happen to you. So the first order of business is just to remind yourself that as long as your mindfulness and alertness are good, you're safe. Because what will happen is that images will appear in the mind, sometimes frightening images, sometimes attractive images. You have to keep reminding yourself, you don't have to go there. You can stay here in the present moment, be fully aware of the present moment, not let yourself want to escape off into those other places, or feel that you're compelled to go to those other places. Learn how just to watch them arise, pass away, watch them arise, pass away. And as for your worries about the world, your worries about other people, remind yourself, these things have been largely out of your control anyhow. And so there's no reason to want to try to exert control as your powers are failing you. The world is going to go its own way. Other people are responsible for their own karma. This is why we try to develop thoughts of equanimity. Realizing no matter how much we love other people, their karma is beyond us. No matter how much we might dislike what other people may be doing, their karma is beyond us. But you also have to realize that you're beyond their karma as well. There's a place deep down in the mind that they can't touch. So to that extent, you're safe. But that spot has to be protected, and you are the one who has to protect it. So develop your mindfulness, develop your alertness, to stay right with that sense of knowing, knowing, knowing. The knowing can be right here. Whatever pains arise may be right here, but the knowing is something separate. It's like radio waves from different stations occupying the same spot in space. But they don't mix. They're separate stations. Think of the pain as one dimension. Think of your awareness as another dimension. The body is still another dimension. They intersect here, but they're separate things. Try to keep that sense of being separate, separate. Whatever arises, sights arise, sounds arise. See them as something separate from your awareness. You're aware of them, but the awareness is something else. Worries may arise. We'll try to look at them from the point of view of someone outside the mind. That's just a worry about something you're going to have to let go. So we practice now letting go. So the attachments don't weigh on the mind as the mind gets weaker, as the body gets weaker. We want to keep the mind as strong as possible. Learn how to separate your sense of awareness from your sense of the body, so that even though there may be a weakness in the body, the awareness is still strong. Realizing as long as you're with your awareness, there's nothing to fear. So learn how not to get pushed out of the present moment and how not to go running away from the present moment. Realizing that there may be some unpleasant things here in the present, but you don't have to identify with them. They're just passing through, passing through. You're the screen of the window. The wind comes passing through, the noises come passing through. Dirty air, clean air comes passing through. The screen isn't affected by those things at all. Just allows everything to go right past. The image in the canon is of a net, like a net used to catch birds. Sounds and wind and things can go right through the net. You don't want to catch anything. Keep the holes in the net as large as possible so that nothing gets caught. This way you're not pushed out of the present, and when you're not pushed out of the present, there's no reason to go grasping after anything else. These are some of the skills you need, so learn how to develop them now while you can. And they'll hold you in good stead. Because there will come a time in your life where the skills of other people can't help you, no matter how talented your doctors and nurses. There comes a point where the body just goes beyond what they can control. This is why you want to have some control over your awareness, that you can fend for yourself. And come through without suffering.